There's few things the rush hour enjoys more than a Sunday session.
Wouldn't you love to just knock the top off one?
And in this Sunday session, we pour out the gold from JB and Billy.
You cannot turn your radio dial anywhere else.
It's the rush hour Sunday session.
I feel good!
On Triple M.
Massive game later this arvo, Bill. The Pies, the Bombers at the Triple MCG. Going to be superb.
Yes, Jimmy boy, and very soon we'll chat to Collingwood's Jack Crisp.
Or Crisp, as you like to call him. Plus, I've put together a top five.
And so have I, as a matter of fact. But up next, in honour of Cam Smith winning the Open Championship, Jim, I have a very special topics brownless.
Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session.
The best of JB and Billy.
I feel good!
Talking about Cam Smith.
Yes, Jim.
Bill's fixated with the fact that it's just a weird name.
Well,
like, it's how can two sportsmen who are that good both be called Cam Smith?
From Queensland, two superstars. Right. Unbelievable. So, Jim, having said
all that. There are actually seven Cameron Smiths who play professional sport.
Oh, the plot thickens. The plot thickens, Jim.
So what?
So I'm going with this now. Thank you, Rabs. I needed that.
Yeah.
I'm going with this now. No.
What are you going with?
1-3-3-5-3 Hants.
Hants.
Oh, I can't get excited about this.
Jim, Hants. 1-3-3-5-3 Hants.
Hants.
Is your name Cam Smith?
You're legitimately going to ask
is
our
your
audience,
name Cam Smith?
This is bringing our show into disrepute. Bill's asked the millions of people that listen to our show.
Yes.
Is your name Cam Smith?
Well, it's Cam Smith Day because he won the British Open. Cam Smith was at the Melbourne Storm. And Rosie knows a Cam Smith that hosted the Bendigo Wool Show. So there's a lot of Cam Smiths
there. So what are we doing?
We've asked for Cam
Smith. We'll go to Frankston?
And we'll go to Frankston and say, g'day, Cam.
How are you?
What's your name?
Cam Smith.
Really?
Yeah, funny that.
How come? Did Mum like it? Dad like it?
Oh, Mum liked Cam. My last name was bound to be Smith.
That sounds like bull to me.
No, I like it. I think he's...
Right, you've got to work out whether these people are telling the truth or not.
So I'm giving him a tick.
You say truth?
Yes, I think that's truthful.
Cam?
Yes?
Is your name actually Cam Smith?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, no. He's truthful.
Does not sound remotely like it's truthful. Right, Grovedale.
Grovedale and talk to Cam Smith. Okay, Cam.
Yeah, how are you?
What's your name?
What do you think it is? Cameron.
Yeah, Cameron, what's your surname?
Smith.
Oh, my God. No.
No chance that's true. No. We'll get to the basin. Yeah, we move on. The basin, we've got Cam on the line. What's your name?
G'day, boys. Cam Smith here.
Oh, no. What do you do, Cam?
I'm a primary school teacher.
I'm sure we haven't actually spoken to one.
No,
Cam
the
Smith
first
yet.
Bloke was. No. These the two haven't been.
Lang Lang?
Lang Lang and talk to who is it?
G'day, Benz.
Who is it?
Cameron.
Who?
Cameron Smith, mate. How are you?
Cam.
What?
What is your proper name, please?
JB, I don't know how you put up with this. Seriously. What a joke.
It's the worst. We've been doing this 11 years. This
what
is
a
the
topic.
Worst topic.
Terrible.
That we've ever done. But I like the fact that Cam is happy to admit he's lying.
Exactly.
Stay there.
Hey, it was worth a shot, boys.
Stay there, mate. You might still win. We go to Rye.
Yes. Hello, Cam. He's lying.
No, it's not Cam.
Who is it?
Who is it?
This is Greg Dunn. What you, I think you've got the wrong line, Bill.
Across. What are you doing, Greg?
I'm just actually cooking a bit of chicken parma.
Chicken parma.
What? Yeah. What? You know, Cam's
just ringing. You know, Cam Smith.
What are you? Oh yeah, I know. I heard of Cam Smith.
See, there you go.
One used to play for Melbourne Storm. We got one just winning the British Open in the golf.
Well done.
Life doesn't get much better, eh?
Hey.
This is just going from bad to worse.
Greg's cooking parmas.
Yeah, that's it.
Look at this. We talked to Bruce, who reckons he's Cam Smith.
Brucey!
Bruce!
Yeah, mate?
What's your name?
Bruce.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And we get some things wrong.
You get things wrong. Triple M. All right, Fat.
Yes.
I'm sitting on a plane the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Delayed.
Oh, there's a surprise. You don't have to say delayed.
Oh, no. But, Bill, it's even worse when you're on the plane and delayed.
Mm.
Well, at least you're in the lounge.
Yes,
firstly, you haven't got a mask on.
Yeah.
Secondly, you probably have a coffee or something. And
frothy?
Sit in, well, not if you're going to work, but Sit on a nice seat. Well, you're not going to have a frothy in the lounge you if you're
one.
Working on
you
the same day.
Jim, it's all right. Call when you've had a couple.
Have a listen to Fat. So anyway, I'm parked on the tarmac, delayed.
Delayed.
So I've got hold of my phone and I put a top five together.
Oh, right. A top five.
I'm interested in your thoughts.
Righto, top
and,
five.
And yours, Bartholomew.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this top five was, we're talking about footballers
yes.
here. Blokes who we love how they go about it.
Right.
Right. So I don't have to be the best player in the league, obviously.
No. Yeah.
But the criteria, as I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, okay, what makes up a player that you love how they go about
right.
it? Never play for a free kick.
Yes. Good boundary.
Keep their feet.
Yes.
Never take a backward step.
Mm-hmm.
Behave properly.
Yes.
Handle winning and losing with class.
Yes.
And these are people you would want to have playing on your team.
I hope you got Jack Crisp in it.
So.
Crispy?
Just that's why we just waited to a Crispin.
Right.
All right.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Top five.
Right. I
then
like this.
After that, I've got some apologies.
No. No apologies.
After that.
No.
Yes.
You cannot have a top five and then go, oh, sorry, he's a great bloke and all that.
Shut
no.
Because I haven't done that yet.
Well,
I'm
you
just
will.
Giving you the top five.
No. And that's right. all I want.
So, well, then you can get turned off and I'll give the apologies to Bartholomew.
No, he doesn't want them either.
All right.
Five.
Number five.
Yep.
Callan Ward.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Cement head. Yeah.
But, Bill, never have I seen him play for a free kick.
Yes.
Always keeps his feet.
Hard.
Never takes a backward step. Don't behaves me. Properly. I reckon I've met him once. So
Never spoken to him.
That's what I'm saying. So he's not a mate of ours
yes,
or anything.
Exactly.
But quality.
No, mm-hmm. Not bad.
Sam Draper.
Four.
In Ooh. He goes.
Sam, he's only
now,
played a few
well, that's
games.
All right. He's already displaying the qualities of a man that we like how he goes about it.
Yeah.
So yeah. I like Drapes.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Kicked a good goal as well on the weekend.
No, unbelievable
you,
goal.
Yeah, we all saw that.
We saw that. And then, so he comes in at four.
Kicked a good goal on the weekend, Jim.
Number three.
Yeah.
Jack Steele.
Yes. Good one.
From the Saints.
I like it.
Quality. Everything about him is quality.
These are the blokes you'd like your daughter to marry.
Well, that's it. And you want them playing for your right. team. You're watching Paddy another McCann. Mob play, but you think she's I'd actually love to have him play.
Jack Steele's a very good one.
Alex Pierce.
Yes.
From the Dockers.
I wouldn't know him if he walked through the
well,
door.
Well, you would because he's got the big handlebar moustache.
He looks like Ethan.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought.
But a tougher,
a
bigger,
and
stronger,
bigger. Yeah.
more assertive individual than Ethan.
Than Ewan, yeah.
So he looks nothing like Ewan.
But you never see or hear from him, Jim.
But a big, strong, key defender, arm across, love him.
What was his name?
Alex Pierce.
Yeah, I'm writing them down, Jim.
All right, now, the number one.
Ooh.
Got a little bit of bias attached
Ward,
to
Ward, Draper, Steele, Pierce.
Because he hasn't played for a while.
Oh.
Ben Cunnington. He hasn't played for a while.
You're going well. Good player.
Never plays for a free kick.
No, I know.
Never has gone to ground.
Yes.
Never takes a backward step.
Yes.
Behaves always properly.
Yes.
Handles winning and losing with class, and sadly he's had to handle the ladder too much.
Yep.
And everyone wants Cunners playing for their team.
That's right. Exactly, Jim. Not bad.
So that now, this can move around. It's not going to stay forever as that five.
Not
you can, some can
concrete.
Go out and some can come
yeah.
in.
Mm-hmm. Not bad.
All right, I've got some.
No!
So turn him off,
no,
Rabbits.
You can't have apologies.
Turn him off, Rabbits.
Yep.
All right. Apologies.
Yeah.
Look at him. Only three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Patrick Cripps gets an apology.
Yes.
I don't care.
Look at him. He gets an apology. Brody Majacek gets an apology.
Yep.
I like the way he goes about
good
it.
Good checkers.
So there's two apologies. That's all.
Look at him. He's turned away.
He's turned. Well, the other one I thought is Dane Rampey, I thought, nearly gets an apology too. I like the way he goes about it. But you know the interesting thing about this list?
Yes.
Not one Geelong player on it. I was going to put Zach Tuohy on there,
yes.
But then he doesn't get on there because of you.
I've got my five. Joel Selwood,
oh!
Zach Tuohy, Jeremy Cameron, Tom Hawkins.
Hawk
could have been on that list.
Bill, all of them could have been on there. The only reason they didn't is because of you. So you've cost Geelong a spot.
Right. That's not a bad. I like the list.
All right.
Where you're coming from.
You
not
saw
bad.
Bill's career. How much of his criteria did
not
he
one.
Tick off?
Not a criteria.
Well, no. Tough. So, I'll give you that. It
always played for free kicks.
Yes. Yeah.
Always lost his feet.
Yes.
Every step he took was backwards.
Yes.
Behaved atrociously.
Yes.
And never handled losing with any class at all. And no one wanted him to play for their team.
Me and Joey John. Same.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Hey, Jim, I swallowed a dictionary. It gave me the thorest throat I've ever had. My top five, Jim.
Oh,
I've
no.
got a fixation. Oh. Now, I've got a love for Cameron Smith, as you know. So it's
a fixation.
It's my top five.
What did you try and say then?
Cameron Smith's no apologies, like you that had all these apologies.
No, I had two apologies.
Yeah, but you don't have apologies. You just do it and have no apologies.
So what are you saying? These are your
Bill's
top five ever Cam Smiths.
Top five ever Cam Smiths. And at five, Jimmy boy, Cam Smith, the curler.
Great Britain to throw next. We head on. And here is the lead, Cameron Smith.
Top feed, boys. Who's nice?
He's doing
good.
Playing good.
We're there.
Who's nice?
Scottish, he is, Jim. He's a curler. And he was in the Winter Olympics in South Korea and finished fifth. He's a curler. At number four, Jim, we have Cameron Wilderforce. That's his name, Wilderforce Smith, a former West Indian cricketer. And have a listen to this footage I've dug up.
A good first day crowd of 32,000 waits for play to start, no doubt hoping for a repetition of the sensational first test in Brisbane. Leno calls correctly and has no hesitation in batting on a pitch which, although a little green on top, looks perfect for batting. West Indies express merchant Wesley Hall bowls the first ball of the innings to Colin McDonald, and the Australian scoring is underway. Lindsay Klein has been named as 12th man for Australia, while Cammy Smith fills the same position for the West Indies.
Cammy Smith.
Cammy Smith hit the first ball of a test match for six.
You're saying that, yes.
And I love those old reels.
So you hear the...
Yeah, oh yeah.
Through the covers.
The pen on the coconut. And here comes Bradbury.
Exactly. Well, Cameron Wilderforce Smith was a West Indian cricketer. There you go. There's number two. Number three, Cameron Smith is a former American footballer, linebacker, Jim. He was selected by the Minnesota Vikings, but he didn't play a game.
Oh.
And we don't have any audio of him.
So he gets into your top five, even
at
though
three.
He never played a game, and you don't have any audio.
And he retired before he actually played a game. So,
my God.
Well done to Cameron Smith over there, the linebacker.
How's that
What's
in there?
That?
Well, we just needed one to fill.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
Because you had five, I needed five,
needed
but
five.
I really only had four.
And that's why he's got no apologies, because he's battling for five.
He can't even get five.
Number two is Cameron Wayne Smith, Melbourne Storm, Queenslander.
Cherry Evans into the backfield. He kicks into the middle. Cameron Smith and Cooper Cronk. Cameron Smith goes over. A captain has scored.
Rugby league.
That's it. Superstar.
League.
And then, of course, it just comes down to our man, the professional golfer that we all love. And well done last week when he won the Open, Cameron Smith.
And that means Cam Smith has won the 150th Open. He is the champion golfer of the year.
Well done, Cameron Smith. 13 events he played in, Jim, this year, and won $14.5 million.
Oh, unbelievable.
$14.5 million. So he is a star.
He won't care about this, but he was stripped of that amazing moment where you putt last and everyone else stops and you just roll the ball and then you are the winner because he finished earlier. So
there was a group behind him.
There was. In fact, I think there might have been two groups. So he basically had his round finished and then had to sit around and wait to see if Rory joined him on 20 under.
Rory, do you see, he dropped the magic when he put that putt in. Do you see him? The camera went to him and he went, ouch.
Yes. Anyway, he won't give us stuff.
No.
Do you know Peter Thompson, when he won a couple of his British Opens,
yes,
played with the same three people for the whole week and two of the times finished in the morning?
No.
It posted his score in the morning.
Had to
wait the whole day.
Oh, no, that's not
right. Out that he'd won it.
Hey, I've got some other audio.
Hang on, before we go there, but we've got some feedback, immediate feedback on your top five.
From Karen in Williamstown. Kaz.
Hello, JV. Hello, Bill. Jesus Christ, Bill. Number two for Cameron Smith from the Storm. from the Bronx, from Queensland, yeah. from Australia. Are you freaking kidding me? when the golfer Cameron Smith has maybe won a couple of Masters,
yeah.
maybe we'll go, yeah, but Jesus Christ, oh, Bill. No, you are so freaking wrong.
That's it, I love it, Kaz.
Is this Todd?
I like that.
No, it is actually Karen, who is a Melbourne Storm fan.
Oh, Karen,
and I just believe the number.
You know what you're being, Bill. Karen? You've been a Karen.
Karen.
Don't be like that, Bill. You've been a dick.
You've been a dick.
Our next guest has played 180 consecutive AFL games, the longest active streak by a country mile.
Chris running the centre-half forward on the left can unload to the city end. Boom!
Before the Pies take on Essendon on Sunday, please welcome Jack Crisp.
Rookie draft saw him go to Brisbane.
Yes.
And then 2014 came to Collingwood, has played every available game since.
No.
A Bill, not only is he a Copeland Trophy winner.
Yes.
But he's finished top 10 every season he's been there. This is the star of the game.
Crispy.
The Crisper.
G'day, lads. How are we?
I know how much you love the show, so we don't have yeah. to go into all of that. But this is a nuts thing your club's doing. 8 in a row, beat the Bombers. That's 9 in a row, and that is good going.
Yeah, we've been actually been able to play some good football and sneak over the line a couple of times, but it wouldn't change it for the world. We've put in some good performances.
181 consecutive games, Crisper. Was there a stage there a couple of weeks ago that you had the flu and looked like you're going to miss and, we didn't know what was going to go on?
No, in my head, I was never missing for anything. Oh. People have asked me, what would it take? And my answer has just been, I'll have to be on my deathbed, I reckon. I don't know. It's good to see people are invested in it now as much as I am.
Oh, it's good. And so how many times do you reckon you've ran out onto the ground and you haven't been, say, 95% fit?
Oh, there's definitely a couple of times. Like every, I don't know, you go out the footy oval and you get some big knocks and yes. you get some tightness here and there. So there's been a few times over the years where I've probably definitely haven't been 100%, but gone out and still played my role,
yeah.
which has been great, yeah, and gone through.
Crisper, I was fortunate enough to be playing first-class cricket when Ricky Ponting started mm-hmm. as a 17-year-old kid, and I'd never seen anyone adapt to that level as quickly as he did.
Yeah,
Nick Dacos, I'm putting into the same category. Wow. Within 15 games, he looks as good at AFL footy as Punter looked at first-class cricket.
Yeah, he's bloody playing some great footy. I think even we go back to when last year he trained with us a year before his draft year, like even Bucks was saying he'd probably fit into our team really well back then. I think it goes to show how smart he is with the football and ball in hand, and you can just see his composure, especially playing at half back. He's a hard worker, so he's creating a lot of opportunity for us going forward and then following it up with some good overlap run and setting up a lot of our scores. So, yeah, he's definitely got a really, really bright future. And, yeah, we're lucky to have him in our team.
So the Bombers this week, big rivalry, as Phil said, 70-plus thousand.
MCG Sunday. Wowee, Crisper.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be great. I think the sun might be out for the first time in a while for one of our
18
games.
Degrees.
Yeah, I know. Might put some sunscreen. Yeah.
You'll get burnt to a...
Crisp.
Yes. That's it, Bill. Now, Crisper, I don't know whether you – I know you love the show, but I don't know whether you listened to this particular edition. When Bill had a go at the Collingwood names, just have a listen.
What is going on with Collingwood and your mob, by the way? With silly surnames. McCreary. Yeah. Givenan. Crisp.
Skinnevan.
Crisp is hard to say.
Quisp.
Hoskin Elliott.
He's calling him Quisp.
Quisp.
It's hard to say.
Crisper, has anyone ever called you a Quisp?
No, I did watch that video, though, on Instagram a while back.
Actually, you liked it.
Yeah, I think I liked it.
You did.
With a few laughs, but geez, that was funny. Anything you say, Bill, is quite funny.
Oh, good on you, mate. So one of my favourites is Jackie Boy, but my other favourite is Bo McCreary. Whatever you say.
He still hasn't been out of sight.
No, I know, but it's a hard one to say. But geez, he's quick and tough and he runs. I like him.
Yeah, he's unbelievable, actually. We show tackle edits like every week and he features heavily in them, but just looks like he throws people around like a ragdoll sometimes. Everyone just has a chuckle. Like, it's unbelievable, like what he does. He's quick, his closing speed's unbelievable, and he's so strong. Yeah, so he's great. He's been a great asset. He's playing some good footy as well.
Jack Ginnivan just going to dye the hair black so that he can drag a free, because ever since it's been bottle blonde, the whistle's going nowhere near him.
Oh, no, it's all right. He's doing really well. He's still attacking the ball as he normally does. The blonde, it's going to be, he's dyed it too much, I think. It might be starting to fall out.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Jack, you're a star, mate. We all love the way you go about it. Enjoy Sunday. It will be an absolute ripper.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Bro.
Jim, what are you doing?
I've got a shape in my mouth.
Barbecue shapes.
Barbecue shapes.
And the Screaming Jets, JB, are on their 30th anniversary All for One national tour.
And then we've got royalty just wandering in too. Well, of course, we see Gleeso all the time. Yes. He's part of the Triple M family, but he doesn't bring Jimmy Hocking in all the time.
No.
The guitarist supremo.
Oh, thank
Welcome
you.
Welcome to you both.
Hey, great thank to you. Be here, guys. How's doing?
G'day, Dave, and g'day to Buddha.
Hocking. Everybody asks. Do they? The answer's no.
You're not related.
No, not related.
And Steve Hocking, his brother, of course. How are you, Gleeso? Part of the family, mate. Yeah. How's the show going at night?
Mate, it's unreal. Yeah. I love it. We've just gone, we're on, across all the stations across the country starting next week. Actually, we go to all the Perth regionals, up in the mining towns and stuff. Oh. So, it's good.
How good's that?
Good now. I want to know where you place things in the set, Gleeso, because, you can talk about Sweet Child of Mine and Gimme Shelter and all these songs that have got these incredible starts to them where everyone in the room just goes completely nuts.
Yep.
Where do you place Better? It's probably your most known song, but the drum start and then the guitars, well, I'm telling Jimmy this, he knows, the guitars kick in and everyone goes completely off their chops. Is that the final? Is it in the middle? Do you start with
Here's
it?
What
do you
thing.
Do? Here's the thing, because we're doing the 30th anniversary album tour, we've decided to do it in running order off the record. So Better comes in at fourth. Hey, and I think there's people in the crowd, where do they think they're going to go from here?
Some people leave after that. They're like, okay, that must be the end.
I've had it.
It was a short but nice show.
Yeah.
Luckily, we've got a few other hits that we can throw in after we do that.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, do bands like each other? Because we talk to comedians, they go, oh, yeah, we're really close, we're good mates. And then they go, oh, shit, I hope he fails. But, we got Matty O out there from British India.
Yes.
Do you like British India?
Absolutely.
You got to say that,
I think you get tempered with age, you know. Like, we hated everyone when we first started off. We were
you should have heard the discussions in the Tarago in the old days.
Tarago.
Everyone was an imposter. Going back now. I remember saying, oh, who's this Daniel? John's idiot. Yeah. He gave a gun amount to.
Exactly.
Oh, 7-8 million albums later. I'm not a very good. We're like a gang. But as you get older, now we do like Red Hot Summers and stuff like that and Day on the Greens. And you do get like, you hang out with all these bands that you were in competition with back in the day and we're all best mates. So, a little bit of time helps. But I still hate the Kid Laroi.
How do you go with the Angels? Because you both, obviously, Gleeso was front man, the Angels. But Jimmy, I know you've done the same thing.
Well, you've done your 88. I was on the Liveline tour.
How does that go, learning a whole other band's body of work? How hard is that to do?
That's because you think you know it. I mean, but it is hard once you're under the pump and we re-recorded Long Line, and I came in, and I'd been singing with the Angels for 8 years at this stage. And I came in and Rick said, what did you sing in that part of Long Line? I said, they put him aboard a wild, wild whirlwind. And he goes, yeah, well, that's not the word. I go, well, that's the words I've been singing, not just for the 10 years in the Angels, but for all of my years before that when I was in a young band. But, it's something that's really crucial, especially with the Angels. Because their fans are rabid, man. They know every single word. Yeah. They know every breath Doc took. So you've got to be on your game. I've stuffed up a few times.
That's all right.
It's all over in 30 seconds.
Yeah, mate.
And Jimmy, as a guitarist, I saw Bruce Springsteen live here in Melbourne a while back, and Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine.
Right. Yeah,
he was out, and I'm looking at him going, Bruce Springsteen must have released 400 songs.
Yeah.
How the hell is a guitarist going to learn all of that?
Well, this is the thing, I've played for a few other people here and there, throughout the year, but you've got to be really specific. What are we actually going to play on this actual tour? They're the ones I need to learn.
Yeah.
Because I can't learn learn 10,000 songs and you just say, oh, what about we do this one from, you know, 1976? Yeah. You know, so that's, you know, two out of two, you have to do that. But it's a lot to remember. And like Lisa with lyrics, you know, it's like you develop a brain for it. You, like, this is your skill. This is how you do it.
Hey, what about Am I Ever Going to See Your Face Again? When did that start and how did, was it the crowd obviously doing?
Yeah.
They started all that.
John Brewster tells the story that they released it in 76, 75 to no fanfare. Didn't get played anywhere. A little bit on Adelaide radio.
Yep.
They were doing a gig in 81 or 82 in Mount Isa and they hadn't played the song for years, but the show was going so good that, you know, they were stretched for ideas. What are we going to play? Another encore? And Chris Bailey said, okay, what about we do See Your Face Again?
Yeah.
And they hadn't played it for years, but it was easy. So I was like, no worries. They go out, 2,000 people yell out, no way, get lost.
Yep. Say what?
And Dad said, John said, we all looked around at each other like, what's going on?
Know.
And it turns out that it started in like blue light discos or something like that. The kids being crazy.
Yeah.
And it just grew. And, and the great thing about it is it was before social media. It was an actual grassroots
real
scene
bloke.
That grew up, and it's nuts now.
And I always think there's some bloke out there saying, I started that, and he's basically,
Everyone knows that, don't they? Everyone.
Yeah. That's probably why it'll be hard for the Angels to get a Guernsey at the AFL Grand Final.
Oh, how good would that be at half-time?
90,000 people yelling that out, V.
Mind-boggles.
Family entertainment, for goodness sake.
Great seeing you again, Gleeson. And Jimmy, great to meet you, mate. Enjoy this tour.
Thanks very much for having us.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's the best argument you can ever
call me old fashioned. But
name me something you've done in your life that you will never do again. I'm going to tell you why I'm asking that
question. Why are you asking?
Driving around yesterday, I watched Fred play footy and then I was driving home and I drove past a sign that said garage sale.
Oh,
that was just around the joint, corner from my joint. And Bill, I got a shiver up my spine.
Why?
20 years ago. I had a garage sale.
Yes.
So I put the sign out the night before. 4:45 the next morning, half wits are queuing up out the front of my joint. 4:45 on a Sunday morning.
They've got to get in there early.
We open up at 7. They sprinted past me. They're literally running down the side of the house out the back.
My stock takes up.
Bumping each other out of the way. And then they start abusing me because there wasn't a coffee table.
Surely I said, you've got a
I said, mate, there was never a coffee table. So he was annoyed.
Yeah.
Another bloke says to me, this stuff's crap. You reckon? Woman says,
yes.
If I knew this was all there was going to be, I wouldn't have got up so early. In the end, I lost it. In the end, I said to a lady, all I said was that there's a garage sale. Yeah. I never said that the stuff was any good. If you don't like what's on sale, bad luck. Out. We don't have to speak like that. She cracked it back at me. So, Bill, in the end, I couldn't get the people out of there quick enough.
Did you make any money?
Oh, not much. And, Bill, never again am I having a garage sale. Oh. Like, never.
Never. Ever again.
133353, by the way. Hence. What have you done in your life that you swore you will never do again? Adrian Wheeler's Hill. Ado.
Adrian. Yeah.
How are we, boys?
Good.
Filling up a beanbag with those stupid little foam balls.
Yep, that's no good.
I remember I did it, and it's the hardest job. And they fly everywhere, don't they?
And then you try and sweep them up with a dustpan and broom, and they don't stay.
You know what you got to do, Adrian? You do it in a bathtub. Because then,
Is that the secret? Well, I'm never doing it again anyway. So thanks, thanks for the.
But
the
in a bathtub, because they all just land in the bathtub. They're all there.
Ado's never doing it again.
Well, we'll get started.
Belinda in Morwell. Belinda. Oh,
Belinda.
Yes.
What are you? Is there something you'll never do again in your life?
Yeah. Well, I will never drink vodka and orange juice again in my life.
Oh, why not?
Screwdriver.
Yeah. What happened?
Well, about 20 years ago when I lived in Melbourne, went out with one of my best friends and she was the driver after a hard night on the vodka and orange juice, driving home, and I said to her, keep going, I'm going to vomit, just get home.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Vomited all through her car, left it in there overnight, went to clean it the next day and it was the worst thing ever. So
I
cannot tolerate it.
Vodka and orange, never
vodka
again.
And raspberry's good.
Ooh, Stevie's in Brighton East. Hello, Stevie.
Stevie.
Yep.
What are you never doing again in your life?
God help me fishing. Never.
Why not, Stevie?
When I was a kid, I lived off the coast of South Australia, so we got really cold Bass Strait choppy water. My neighbour had a tinny. They insisted upon taking me out. I vomited all the time. I got sunburnt eyeballs from the reflection of the water. Fish stinks. They're skinning it. I swear to God, I'm vegan now.
Sunburnt eyeballs.
Yes, literally.
Deb's on the line. From Kealbra.
Yeah, out there north on the way to the Hume Highway, isn't it, Deb?
Yes, it is.
Well, all right, what are you never going to do again in your life, Deb?
I'm never going to watch my beloved Western Bulldogs play in Ballarat again.
Oh, why? Ballarat's beautiful.
Well, if you'll excuse the language, it's the arse end of the earth. It was freezing cold, pouring with rain. They wanted to charge about $60 for a seat. Oh, and you've got to stand out in the open. It's just like a local suburban football ground.
Oh, have a listen to Deb get ahead of steam up.
She got her eye in, Jim. But I'm telling you, it's always colder in Ballarat. Like, Melbourne will be 12, Geelong will be 11, Ballarat will be 8. Hey,
That's bloody funny. That's what that is. Georgie, stay there, Deb. Georgie's on the line. George?
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
Good, Georgie.
Yep. When I was a bit younger and had a few ales, managed to climb to the top of a goalpost.
Oh. And you're not going to do it again?
Nah, it was pretty scary. I got up there and my consideration was, how do I get down?
It's only one way, a quick way.
All right. I'll get George down the line. Reese in Baxter. Hello, Reese.
Reese.
Now, I've got to be quick, apparently, but when I was 13, I took a dare and I accidentally rubbed a DP on me gonads when I was getting ready for video. Definitely never do that again.
How long did it last on the crackers?
It's about an hour, Bill. When you run around, the sweat just makes it worse, but I'll definitely never do that again.
Jeez, on the gonads.
Gonads, Jim.
Oh, I like it. Well DP. Done.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh. Arms in the air, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
I get excited.
Why?
Fridays, I look at the running sheet, and on there it says idiot file. And there's a 7-minute version of it. I think you just said rabbits off air.
Yes, on the podcast.
Yes.
I don't understand why we're not playing the full 7 because this is the stuff our audience love more than anything else, Fat.
No, they don't because poor old Billy gets bullied.
No, you don't. This Billy is bullied. All your own stuff that we just replay. That's not bullying.
Yes, it is.
Enjoy it.
I'm going to take you to the Fair Trials.
The what?
Fair Trials Association.
He's already started the next idiot file.
The next one. That's what he does. While we're playing this one, he presents stuff for the next one. How good the new studio's here, Purple.
I like it,
Guess
Jim.
What colour the lights are?
What was that sentence?
Guess what colour the lights are?
Oh, that's it.
There's a bit going on now. Tennis is over and into campaign mode for me for the rest of the year.
And meeting a high ranking.
A high rankle.
High ranking Liberal person, Jim, I saw there.
He did, Bill. It was unbelievable.
Gee, you two makes mayo, add a lot of mayo.
What was that?
You add a lot of mayo, Jim. You don't have to add all that mayo.
I mean, you went to say you make mayo.
You make mayo.
And then stopped.
You make too much mayo.
Yes.
I haven't heard much about it, but no one's given us any QTOS.
Any what?
QTOS. Is that what the word does?
I'm not sure you want QTOS, Bill, QTOS might be appreciated.
Bailey Smith is back for the Western Bulldogs. Been out for 4 weeks. We'll talk about more with that with Jay-Z. Okay.
This is the sort of day we're going to have.
Nick Riewoldt made his debut for St Kilda today in 2001, Jim.
On this day, you meant?
Today in 2001. So it's 21 years ago.
Yes.
21 years ago.
A long time ago. Superstar.
Who, what does Nick look like? You know where I'm going, Jim.
Where?
Well, where I've been, of course. I've done some great work today. I'm just mentally stuffed.
I'm going where I've been. I told you to turn him off.
You got Harry and Charlie have kicked 86 goals between them, and you got two De Konings, Jim. How good is that? And this is the first AFL game they have played against each other. I reckon Chris Scott should start our boy Tom.
Sam
in the ruck. The greatest player ever to play rugby. See Queenslander, and then Cam Smith, the golfer.
Cam Smith. It's not like a unique name, Bill.
No, Cam and Smith.
All right, if your name's Cam Smith, or even Cam Smith.
Cam. Because I got here today, and the running sheet had already been prepared.
That's
and
right.
Down the bottom I saw, is your name Cam Smith?
Jim.
That was Bill's idea.
An easy topic, for Monday.
Oh, no.
An easy topic. Damo, what didn't you hear there?
You didn't hear a I don't want the job.
You didn't hear a no or a no.
Yeah.
Which are both the
what,
same.
What does that mean? Yeah.
You didn't hear a no. Just trying to work with you there, Bill.
No, no or a not. That's what I was thinking. Billy Slater, I tell you what, he's playing games also. He's not coming out and saying who's playing where. They've been very secretly, Tim. Tell. What is your main dish?
Main dish? Oh, at the moment, I'm really into ceviche and...
Who?
Ceviche is raw fish, mate.
Raw fish?
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah? It's really good, yeah.
But you don't cook it.
No, but
it's raw.
What about that for a question?
No, well... North Melbourne met with the AFL on Monday
to put
in its application
newsreader
for a priority pick. Should they get a priority pick?
You can have a third go at that.
Should they get a priority pick?
Priority.
Should they get one?
I'm not answering the question until you say the word properly.
Should they get an extra pick, Jim, for being so bad?
No.
So well done to Brandon there for 100 goals. Yes. And also... this man here, his name is...
Oh, no.
Don't tell me they're both called Brandon.
No, you've got
Brandon Greenfield.
No, that's who you just said.
Just said him.
Yes, that's true. No, right, we've got to find a Bradley Congress. Oh! Bradley! JB, some sort of power figure. Exactly what you think
that
you are.
That is actually true.
Figure, power figure. Absolute flaw.
Well, why did you put figure first and then power figure?
Because I just did. I'd like to do that. See, one of my favourites is Jackie Boy, but my other favourite is Bo McCreary.
Oh, no. Whatever you say. He still hasn't been out of
sight. No, I know, but it's a hard one to say. My top five, Jim. Oh, I've got a fixation. Oh. Now, I've got a love for Cameron Smith, as you know. So it's
a fixation.
Monday night might have been one of Ben's worst performances of all time.
No.
Wow. And that's saying something.
What happened Monday night?
This is yesterday.
Oh, that's yesterday. Oh, Rosie got a run.
I'm telling you.
Rosie got a run.
This is July.
Mm-hmm.
So we can only imagine how bad things are going to be by the time September rolls around. What I love most, Rabs.
It's dry July too, Jim. I'm actually off the
I think that's half your problem. What I love, Rabs, is when he says something and then stops, realises that it wasn't right.
Yes.
But then thinks, well, I better get it right, but then can't think what the right thing is. So nothing actually comes out of his mouth for a big, long, sort of extended portion of time.
Which is not great on radio.
Not great radio, no.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I like the bloke to agree with me.
We're joined by the Bull, Cam Zerha, from the North Melbourne Footy Club.
Coming off six on the weekend, five with his first five kicks.
Feeding him?
Yep.
Wow. Tough and rugged, right? That's what how he portrays himself, yes, Jim. Yes. Oh, here comes the ball, here comes Zerha. All this tough and rugged. But they say the biggest softy at the club. Is that right?
Me?
Yes, that's you.
In which department?
Just soft around the club, like not footy-wise, but helping people out and doing things and being a nice guy.
Yeah, I do have a soft spot.
Yeah.
I do, a little bit. I try not to show it.
No, but you are. You're a softie at heart.
Yeah, somewhat. Right. Mum will say that.
Yeah. Some say when you're, well, you come from Perth, as Jim said, but you think you're the Prince of Perth. Is that right?
Just never said that. Just people say that about me, yeah.
You've never said it. What else do? You collect all the fine money, is that right, for fines?
I am the fine master, yeah.
Geez, it'd be a bit for yourself, wouldn't there, over the weekend, celebrating and carrying on like a pork chop?
I do find myself as well. So the boys, I make sure that I find myself, so I set a good example for the young fellas when I absolutely tear them a new one.
Right. But the problem is, Jim, he spends all the fine money on himself. Is that right? Do you spend it?
That is the worst thing I've ever heard.
No, that's true.
No, it's not.
That has come from a good resource.
It's in a fine box in my locker, ready for the end of year. Just to...
How much money is in that fine box? A bit goes missing, they reckon.
No.
They reckon a bit.
What about Zoo? That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Now, you're a very good cook. Actually, someone said a great cook.
Chef, yeah.
A cook.
Chef.
And what's your go-to? What is your main dish?
Main dish? At the moment, I'm really into ceviche and...
Who?
Ceviche is raw fish, mate. You haven't been to Nobu?
Yeah, too, do you?
Yeah.
raw fish?
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah? It's really good, yeah.
But you don't cook it.
No, but
it's raw. What about that for a question?
No, well...
If it's raw, it didn't mean...
Well, how easy is it to make ceviche or whatever?
There's a bit of talent in it. You got to cut it right, and you obviously marinate it in something.
Oh, well, that's not hard. Just buddy cut the stuff and put it in a bowl with a bit of barbecue sauce and
barbecue sauce. Oh no.
And your dog Hugo. You love Hugo, don't you? What kind of dog?
I've got him tattooed on my arm actually.
Oh, give us a look.
It's right there. Just his name.
He's got the letters. Hugo on his arm. What kind of dog?
Border collie.
Right.
Yep.
Did someone pinch it?
Yes, he did get pinched out to the front of my house.
Wow.
So they can open the gate and he was out the front and he went missing for a day.
Oh.
But me and a few boys went with the baseball bats and found him.
Imagine that, the big zoo fronting up. No, that's not the only tattoo we heard about.
Oh, yeah. What other tattoo do you have?
Oh, about 25 or so.
Including the streets.
Street names.
Street names where you got a house. Is that true?
I've got a street name on me, yeah. I've got a few boys as well on me.
Boys?
Yeah, as in mates.
Oh.
No, friends. Do you have them?
No, I haven't got no tattoos. So you got mates' names.
Taylor Garner on me.
Have you?
Yeah, on my ass.
What's is that where he belongs, Garns?
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, we've had lots of other people contacting us, North, fanatical North people.
Oh, yeah.
Wanting to know when the zoo's going to sign.
Oh, so yes. No, you haven't signed yet.
Well, I had a contract.
You're out of contract.
Oh, yeah.
Must be a few buzzing around after your six goals and you put yourself out there.
No one buzzing around.
Geelong?
Who?
G-Town down there.
Good answer.
No, not Geelong. No, I'm pretty happy at the moment. We'll just sort things out at the end of the year.
Righto. Because Goldie should be signed up too. That's another one that should be signed up.
See that as well.
Yeah, apparently.
Like it.
So you got management onto it. They're looking into it and just seeing how much. Geez, you would have pumped it up a bit after the weekend with your six.
Yeah, you'd hope so.
Oh, mate, it'd be a few dollars.
Now, Zoo, as we thank you very much for being a part of this amazing show.
A different
but
cat.
You've got. We've just got a joke coming up.
Oh.
Bill finishes the show with a joke. Have you got it in you to stick around and be audience for us?
Oh, not really, but.
No, you'll stay here and listen, right?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Good. What's that moustache, too? If you go out in the wind, it'll blow off. Look at that.
Bill's joke up next. Cam Zerha sticking around for it.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. Get ready to laugh.
Any chance of the joke being funny?
No.
Or grown.
That's truly horrific.
This is Billy's Joke on Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session.
We were just talking to the Zoo, and he said to us off air, I cannot believe how bad your jokes are.
He didn't say
and
that.
And I said, well, Zoo, you can stick around and be audience for Bill's joke. You got a mate who listens?
Jimmy.
I do. Jimmy, my housemate Jimmy, and Ben, actually, a bloke from Perth. So the boys tune in pretty regularly.
And they'd be horrified by the standard of the jokes.
Yeah.
No, they're not. Don't go
not
with
a fan. Not a massive fan.
Oh, all right, so. Good.
Righto. Oh, where is it? Here it is.
Oh, no.
How's it?
Not even ready.
I was walking my dogs along the beach in Esperance the other week, okay, when this old bloke came up to me and asked me if they were Jack Russells. I said, piss off, mate. They're mine. He thought they were Jack Russell.
Zoo.
Oh, mate. Have a look at him. Wow. Didn't you get that? Yeah, it took a while. I got to register.
I got it. I just didn't laugh.
No. No, Jack Russell.
Man.
And they're mine.
That is a perfect
You can say shit.
Oh, mate. I got it. It was terrible.
Well, you can get stuff. No more. Cam's a kicks a goal. And
what a reaction. Oh, that was a perfect reaction.
Prince of
to a rubbish joke.
Prince of... That was early, dirty. Whatever.
Oh, of course.
Well, you can get stuff too, right?
This has been Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session. The best of JB and Billy.
You might get taken off air if you don't lift.
And you can catch the boys anytime by downloading the Listener app.
How do you spell it?
LISTNR.
I feel good.